This is the Composer's Datebook for February 27th, 2015. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in Moscow, 100 years ago, a new symphony by the Russian composer Nikolai Yakovlevich Myaskovsky received its premier performance. This third symphony was finished in 1914, just before the outbreak of the First World War. Myaskovsky was called up for service on the Austrian front, where he was wounded and suffered shell shock. He survived the traumatic years of the Russian Revolution, and by the 1920s and 30s achieved international fame as one of the finest composers of the new Soviet Union. These days, performances of any of the 27 symphonies he completed before his death in 1950 are rare events. Between 1991 and 93, the late conductor Yevgeny Svetlanov made recordings of all 27 during the breakup of the Soviet Union, starting the project with the USSR State Academic Orchestra and ending it with the State Symphony of the Russian Federation. It's said that when state funding ran out, Svetlanov paid orchestral musicians out of his own pocket just to complete the project. In liner notes for the recordings, Svetlanov described Myaskovsky as the bridge between Russian classics and Soviet music, a great toiler like Haydn, Mozart, and Schubert, who invented his own style, his own intonations and manner, while enriching and developing the glorious tradition of Russian music. Only time will tell if Myaskovsky's 27 symphonies will be rediscovered, as were the similarly once neglected 9 of Bruckner and Mahler. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.